It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30.
It's 68 degrees.
We've got a road that's blocked, 31st Street in Ogden, west of the freeway. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The June heat wave.
It's going to be another hot week and dry with red flag warnings over much of the state for wildfire danger.
And we have 11 active wildfires burning right now. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage, the June heat wave. Mary?
Amanda, the largest fire is the Flat Fire in Iron County. The last update had it burning at more than 14,000 acres, only 15% contained. And now we've learned that the Morgan Canyon Fire burning in Tooele County was caused by a small airplane crash, killing both the pilot and passenger. Then there's the Sago Fire that started yesterday afternoon in Grand County. Lightning caused that fire. But authorities say 82% of the fires this year have been caused by people. And a lot of those are trailers, that the chain that drags, or other heavy equipment or other kind of sparks that just take off, and that is more than last year. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Some farmers in Utah say they've had to abandon crops because there's not enough water to cover their needs. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson continues our team coverage, the June heat wave.
When it comes to culinary water, the state is not in any danger of running out, at least not this year. In the Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District, Deer Creek Reservoir is at over 73%, and Jordanelle is just under that. In the Weber Basin Water Conservancy District,
we've got, you know, adequate capacity in our reservoirs to meet our contracted demands for a two-year period.
Assistant General Manager Jonathan Perry says they already limited some of their agriculture supply, but smaller water companies that rely strictly on surface water and snowpack, they might be in trouble.
They are going to be much more susceptible to having access to lower volumes of water this year.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
It was a deadly Father's Day on Utah's reservoirs. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more on three drownings.
A mother and father were found unconscious on the water Sunday at Deer Creek Reservoir. Wasatch County deputies say a 72-year-old man got in the water to swim with one of his children, then struggled. The mother, a 58-year-old, jumped in to help. Witnesses say both husband and wife went under. Good Samaritans helped, but both the victims from Chandler, Arizona, passed away. At Pineview Reservoir, Weber authorities say a 37-year-old father disappeared as he swam in the middle inlet area trying to get to his son, who was on a flotation device. They say a bystander successfully retrieved the child after the father did not resurface. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Police now say what appears to be an attempted kidnapping leads to the closure of Redwood Road. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live in the 24-hour news center with the details. Heather?
Well, Tim, Salt Lake Police Lieutenant Steve Wooldridge says it started at a car wash where a man grabbed his ex-girlfriend.
The woman was being attempted to be dragged into, as what we understand, into a vehicle by her ex-boyfriend. She was able to escape.
The woman got into a friend's pickup truck, but the man chased them and started shooting a gun. According to Wooldridge, the pickup truck swerved, sideswiped another car, and then sheared off a power pole over Redwood Road near 1700 South. Dozens of people were without electricity for several hours. The man fled the scene, but police know who he is and are looking for him. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The Delta variant of the coronavirus continues to spread around the U.S.
Health officials say it's now detected in nearly every state, threatening communities that have low vaccination rates. The CDC estimating it already accounts for 10% of new cases in the U.S. and will become the dominant strain in the coming months. And this morning, the Department of Homeland Security extending its non-essential travel ban to Canada and Mexico.
ABC's Aika Jachi reporting.
The TSA is struggling with a continued labor shortage.
At the height of the pandemic, air travel plummeted to record lows. Thousands of employees were offered early retirement and buyouts. But now the TSA is scrambling to hire thousands of new officers, even asking office employees to volunteer in non-screening functions at airports for up to 45 days.
ABC's Megan Tavrizian.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. Another hot day along the Wasatch Front, but it's not just the temperatures Grant is talking about this morning. He's part of an attempt to break a record.
One of the nation's most beloved weather guys, and that would be Mr. Al Roker out of the Today Show. He's doing his Rokerthon again this year, and it's a special marathon in which somebody from each state is going to do a remote weather broadcast, and he'll literally do one after the other after the other. So I'm going to be taking part in it. I'm going to be down by Utah Lake, streaming on his different platforms and talking about the weather in Salt Lake City.
We're expecting a high today of 95 with another 100-degree day tomorrow.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.